Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Great show today, and we have from Cast Hope and Conway, or Bowman Blue Water, Captain Conway Bowman, and Rick Forrest, who owns Stroud's Tackle here, legendary store right here in San Diego, and fly fishing store, and talking some fun fishing, and lots to talk about today, because it's happening.
Yeah, and just so much cool stuff to cover today's show. It's been awesome. Surf fishing, trout fishing, big peacocks, whatever it is, man, we're talking to big makos on the fly. It's been a really fun morning. And if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you. We got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. And if you want to join us on the phones, that's 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by in the fan studio. It's been a very busy morning already, but we got another full hour to take your phone calls. Again, 833-288-0973. Also, you can send us a text. If you want to text in your question to the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. When you do text in your question, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need in case you're the winner of that big prize today. We mentioned it already. What a cool opportunity. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Guys, had a great yellowtail fishing yesterday. I'm sure it's going to continue with these great conditions we have going forward, so we're looking forward to seeing more of that. But you might get yourself a lucky trip to go fishing on board the Bell with Captain Cameron and get in on this hot action.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hey, I have a great text here from Joe in Oceanside, our good buddy Joe in Oceanside. And he says, I'm new to fly fishing and love going into the shop. Rick has become great at helping me with all my questions. Knowing a little history about the shop makes me love it even more.
And yeah.
Joe yes. Is, well Joe, said, Joe.
Joe is the ultimate bait tank installer. He does. He's just a wonderful guy. Been a part of the show for a long time, and I know he's become addicted to Sierra fly fishing.
Oh, wow.
And
the reason all of Brandon Hayward's boats run.
Yeah.
It's because of Joe.
Yeah, it's because of Joe. Yeah, Joe's amazing. And he's done plenty of work on my boat, too. He's
the man.
And now he's addicted to fly fishing, so it's going to be tough to get him back on the boats, right? Hey, Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, guys. I'm sure you've heard some of the reports, but Shogun's just getting in. He had 75 yellowfin, 15 bluefin, and a Dorado.
Wow.
And that was only for 17 passengers.
Ooh.
And just so people know, he is scheduled to leave, and it's a definite go, leaving next Friday on a three-day trip. Wow. Aliar had a phenomenal day yesterday, and Queen had a very good day. I'd say the season has been rung in pretty well now. It surely looks good, that's for sure. And there's plenty of openings on lots of boats, so time to go fishing.
Yeah,
so Frank, that's about it.
Frank, you gave us the good news about the yellowfin yesterday. The fish that the Queen and that Aliar had yesterday, is it all yellowfin? Is it a mix of yellowfin and bluefin? What's the catch been like?
Well, the Queen was fishing closer to home, and it was all bluefin. And the Pacific Voyager also had 50 bluefin in just a few hours. He went out there after fishing for yellowtail and rockfish, and then the guys that were further down had some pretty good fishing on the yellowfin. They weren't big spots of fish or anything like that. They scratched very well. Like I said, I think yesterday, the counts were nice.
That's great.
And good counts of fish. So
amazing.
That's
Wait a minute. Is it June or July, Frank, or is it really early April?
Yeah, both the Shogun and the Supreme both had a Dorado, so
wow.
It sure
really
looks
cool.
Like it's going to be, you would think it's late June, that's what you would think, but anyhow, let's hope they keep coming and more fish follow them.
Yeah, well, and if you want to go on the Shogun, you said they're Friday night, is it Friday morning, Friday afternoon?
Friday morning, you're leaving, and I believe it'll be a 7 o'clock departure, something like that. And I think the Queen leaves on Wednesday on a two-day trip. So anybody interested, they can call our office for the Shogun. They can book online. They can do the same with the Queen or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500.
Awesome, Frank. Well, we're watching from the world headquarters, watching the Shogun slide by right now, pulling back into the dock, and a great report. How exciting is this that we're off and running?
Exciting,
I love it, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Take care.
Have a good rest of your show.
Thanks for keeping us updated, Frank, on all the great local fishing that's going on here. It's amazing.
You're truly
amazing. Yeah. Really, really great, for sure. And don't forget, if you're not on the Shogun, or you're not on the Queen, or you're not on Fleur Supreme, or one of the other boats that's going to be running next weekend, next Sunday, week from the day, is Day at the Docks.
Yeah.
So you can come see some of the boats that are actually not out fishing, which a lot of them aren't. So, but there are some of them out. But that's going to be a great day. A lot going on that day.
Yeah, huge tackle sales, big events. There's seminars, open houses, kids fishing. It's just a fun day at the docks. It's a full day celebrating sport fishing in San Diego.
Yeah, for sure. You'll be there after we do the show.
Sure,
You'll be down at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They have a big sale going
on.
Yeah,
huge. Like
you heard
said,
Doug talking about the last of the season before the season.
That's what it is.
Before the season continues, shall we say. We usually say before the season starts.
Never
it's actually
stop.
Starting.
Yeah, yeah, it's our last show opportunity. So really good opportunities at buying closeouts. And then we do a big thing where, like, all the stuff that you just use throughout the year, hooks and fluorocarbon and jigs and lots of buy two, get one freeze, and buy three, get one freeze, and buy one, get one free, all that kind of stuff. Just like all the stuff that you need to stock up on the season, all
Seagar
of that.
Fluorocarbon?
All of it, man. You
buy one,
it.
Get one free?
There's going to be a great deal on Seagar Fluorocarbon. That's all I'm saying.
I'm there.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. And I know Captain Rollo Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, is going to have their huge used tackle sale.
Yeah.
Raising money to take kids fishing, so that'll be a good one. Hey, let's head to the Eastern Sierra right now. Captain Ryan from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. So is it really just 2 weeks away, the opener in the Eastern Sierra?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It seems like we were just talking last year. And I think last year, I can't remember if I was talking to you guys and we had a little bit of fresh snow, but we have fresh snow this morning.
No kidding.
About an inch or two, which is good because, you know, it's been pretty warm and pretty dry up here. We've gotten quite a bit of water. The lakes are looking beautiful. But this will top them off a little bit nicer. The long-range forecast for opener looks great. So if you're wondering, you know, do I come up for opener this year, I think, yeah, you do.
Yeah. So it looks like the long-range forecast for weather. No, traditionally, the opener can be really nice or it can be really bad, right? Yeah, everybody's going, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but this year's looking pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's looking great.
Yeah. So what about Adventure and Camping? First of all, tell us what you do at Adventure and Camping.
So what we do, camping should be fun. It should be fun for you and your family or, you know, you and the guys if you're coming up here for a fishing weekend. And it shouldn't be work. And so what we do is we take the work out of it for you. And so we have a fleet of travel trailers, RV rental trailers. And what we're going to do is you tell us where you want to park the trailer in the campgrounds. We service Bishop, Rock Creek, Convict Lake, Cry Lake, Mammoth, up into June Lake. You tell us where you want us to park it. We're going to bring that trailer out and park it for you. You camp, enjoy your stay, and then when you're done, we're going to come pick it up and take it away and take care of everything. You don't need to worry about it.
Wow.
That's
the best.
That sounds
great.
Boy.
It's just like so easy. You don't have to haul it up 395.
That is so awesome.
You don't have to haul it around. You don't have to set everything up.
Wow.
Get everything ready. They just, it's like show up and blow up,
it's
right?
That's the best, man.
We
utilize it every year, multiple times a year, have forever, you know, became really good friends with Ryan and Shannon and got to take the boys for the first time, you know, ever camping a mammoth. And, like, it was an impossible task. You know, my boys are 2 and 4 right now. And, like, trying to do that with the trailer and everything else, it's just, it's too tough. And the setup is, it's everything he described and more. I mean, we drove up. No towing, no worrying about passing people in 395 with a big trailer. I mean, you drive up in your SUV. We get there. The trailer's already set up. The generator's running, the AC's on, the fridge is cold. We stopped in Bishop and got our we didn't even pack groceries this time before. We stopped in Bishop, went to Vaughn's, got all our stuff, went up there. Great. Fridge is already cold, threw it in the trailer. Oh, and
perfect.
You step outside the door to a little creek with rainbow trout running by. Our boys have, like, not stopped talking about it. It's the easiest thing to pull off. I mean, it's an immediate family trip. There's nothing to it. It was so cool.
And how many different campsites do you service, Ryan?
We do campgrounds, about between 70 to 80 campgrounds.
70 to 80
throughout this year. Like I say, south to Bishop and then north to the June Make Loop.
Wow, fantastic.
And I want to say, too, Ryan's wife is so good at, like, helping you through the process, too, because we reserved our trailer for our trip last year. And she goes, you know, if you're bringing the boys, I think you should do this one because it's got a little bit of a bathtub and it's got bunk beds instead of these beds, and I think your boys will like it more. And, like, just everything. Everything was such a hit. Like, we thought we knew what we wanted. This is what she does. And it was just, it was so, you know what I mean? The trip that they planned out was so much more perfect than what we thought. It was just, everything was dead on. It was so cool.
It's easy.
I love it.
Yeah, it sounds great. Really great. Now, do you have, first of all, do you have any openings for the opening weekend?
We do still have a few. They're going to probably go fast. You know, people this time of year tend to wait till the last minute to kind of see how the weather's holding up. So I would, if you're thinking about it, I would definitely book soon. And if you get in touch with us, just real simple, go on our website, adventureincamping.com. We have a very interactive website where you can choose your trailer model. You can choose the campground you want to go to. We're going to give you the price out the door with tax and delivery. And, it's super easy. And if you want to get in touch with Shannon, she actually is really good at, how many people are in your party, where you want to go, and kind of, fitting you into the perfect camping vacation. So start on our website, adventureincamping.com.
All right. Adventure and Camping is super easy. And then, call if you have any questions. Just call Shannon and Ryan, and they'll be glad to help you out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to a great season.
And he said it best. Everything is as good as they promised, but the best part is just when you're done, you throw the keys on the table and you're in the car and gone.
Yes, please.
Exactly. No spending the last day prepping the trailer for the drive home and everything else. Just keys on the counter. We're out of here.
And then the cleanup when you get home.
Exactly. For sure. Thanks, Ryan. Keep up the great work, and we'll check in with you real soon. But adventureincamping.com, take advantage of it.
Love it.
All right.
Tom and Sorrento
Mesa.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. We'll just jump back into the phone. Tom and Sorrento Mesa is joining us next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, boys. How's everything going out there today, this morning?
So what's up, Tom?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Tom, I feel like we're in a job interview or something.
Uh-oh. Sorry, boys. I got a short Stroud story to tell. Back in the early 2000s, when I was backpacking up in the Sierras, I went to Bill and I said I needed the fly rod. So Bill set me up with a St. Croix fly rod and a G. Loomis, the Adventure 7 series. I'm sure you remember that, Rick.
But oh, yeah.
Anyway, 6 months ago or whatever, I just pulled it out of the closet to look at it, and the reel was stuck. So I went down to Stroud's, and Rick took care of me. He opened up the reel, he took it apart and fiddled with this and fiddled with that. He spent at least a half an hour with me, and I said, okay, how much do I owe you? He goes, nothing. So it was like, are you kidding me? So, I mean, I love that shop. I love the people, that still run it, and it was just a great experience. I highly recommend the guys down there at Shroud's Tackle. So, anyway, short little story. And then lastly, I want to say I hear inside info there, Conway, that Barrett's fishing pretty good. So good luck to you.
Good.
And
thank you.
Out there. I think you're doing a great deal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Barrett, Tommy P. himself.
Yeah. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, let's mention that again. Cast Hope has an opportunity for you to fish Barrett before it opens.
Yeah, the Saturday before it opens.
Saturday the 25th.
The 25th, we have our...
Which is also opening day of trout season.
Oh, it is, that's right.
Competition.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. Anyway, so Saturday the 25th and Cast Hope, and it's our annual fundraiser for our Cast Hope kids, and it's a great event. There's food. We have a great a Mexican caterer coming out. Tacos by Manny. He's
Come
awesome.
On. At Bear,
I have a caterer.
No way.
Oh, yeah, dude.
How
yeah.
cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah, no white table, no white yeah. linens, but, I mean, we have a caterer. But, yeah, it's going to be great. So, it's going to be an awesome event. So kayaks, you can rent a boat. You can come in and fish the shoreline. Just go to casthope.org, go to the events page, go to the Lake Barrett Bass Bonanza, and all the information's right there.
How cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool. It's going to be a great event.
And it's a fundraiser. So
it's a fundraiser, yes.
So
yes.
It's all about – and it's a 501c3 corporation.
Correct. Yep.
So
yep.
Tax deductible, might
That's
I
right.
say.
And,
Talk
and,
to your tax
and,
advisor. But.
And we're helping out the kids and their mentors to stay on the water and build lifelong relationships and bonds. And like I said earlier, my dad did that for me. Every Sunday,
yeah.
You know, he was my fishing partner and my mentor.
That's so cool.
And, you know, we just kind of want to pay that forward to our community. So,
yeah. Good for you
Love
for
it,
you
man.
Helping
great.
Out with this organization. How many kids have you taken through the organization?
600.
600?
Yeah, well,
wow.
So six have gone through it. Now, the ones that have retained are less than that. You know, you get kids that are in and out of the program.
Sure.
But we've touched 600 kids and
my
mentors.
Goodness.
So, yeah, it's great.
Wow. Really yeah. fantastic. So this is a big fundraiser for you.
Big fundraiser.
Because
yeah.
you pay money to you
yep.
pay money to
oh yeah.
To rent the lake.
You rent the lake. You do. You have to pay the permits and you have to basically rent the whole facility. So yeah, and it's you know
it's not cheap.
Not cheap, but it's worth it. And honestly, when you see those kids on you know catching their first fish, and sometimes it's you know a big bass
yeah.
or a big bluegill, it changes their life.
Yeah.
They're pumped up and it's you know. They're ready to go fishing after that.
What an opportunity to the week before the season opens to the
no
public.
No doubt, dude.
To
that's
go out
so
and
cool.
fish.
Absolutely.
One of the best fisheries in the country.
Yeah.
It's in my opinion, the best bass fishery in the western United States,
yeah.
hands down. It is awesome. You know, and the city of San Diego does a nice job. They actually, you know, they offer that to people. So, yeah.
And they have new boats this year.
Yep, they've got all that. So yeah, so I think we're it's going to be great. Fishing's going to be great, and once again, it's for a great, great cause.
Yeah, casthope.org.
Casthope.org.
On the events tab.
Events page, and go to the Lake Barrett Bass Bonanza, and you'll see it because there's a big bass staring you right in the face.
Cool.
That's right.
All right, you have a great text.
I thought so. It says, "Good morning, guys. What a great show. My twin granddaughters are great calico bass anglers, but they're begging me to go fish for some bigger game. I was wondering what you guys had suggested for me." That's from Tina in La Mesa.
Ooh, bigger game. How about a Mako
That's
shark?
Exactly
That's about as big
I
as you
mean.
Get. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you really want big, big game and it's a pretty high percentage shot you're going to encounter something like that, and
it's
a Mako shark is by far, in my opinion, the greatest game fish you'll ever catch.
You're being too humble. You offer the best big game opportunity in San Diego at a very high percentage success rate of seeing and, you know, having a shot at a big fish on an easy day that's not incredibly far offshore in incredibly
right.
rough conditions with an easy... Go to Dana Land. You know what I mean? Like, it's a perfect day for what you're describing.
The setup's incredible. And we take a fair amount of families with, you know, younger kids, not super young, but young kids. And it's not only the fishing. It's the encountering, you know, a large game fish right at the boat. And they're watching. And I always say, you know, it's shark week every day on my boat. They're not watching it through a TV screen. They're actually seeing it. And they're encountering that fish. So it's really great. Like you said, Rick, it's not a long run. You know, we leave the dock at 9, we're back by 5. It's not you know, you're not traveling a long distance to have a great big game experience.
And it's for anyone, too.
Anyone.
You know, having got to do it, it's so cool that you don't need to be an expert fly caster. You don't need to be any of those things. You could have never picked up a fly rod, be into calico bass fishing. A short tutorial with you, you're going to be just fine.
That's
you need
right.
to cast 100 feet and with pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah, yeah. And so you know, you bring up the calico. Sometimes we'll catch calicos on the way out to the sharking grounds. And it's kind of cool. You kind of mix the day up a little
yeah.
bit. And then, you know, the last fish you catch in a day could be a... you know, the biggest fish you'll ever catch in your life.
Yeah.
And you make a good point. You don't have to be an expert fly caster. I've had people on my boat, they've never even picked up a fishing rod before.
Really?
And I put a fly rod in their hand, and I teach them to cast 20 feet. That's all you have to do.
That's all you
have to do. And then they
That's
watch
easy.
That. Yeah, it's easy. They watch that fish come up and slowly slurp that fly right
oh.
off the surface, and they're like, oh, boy. I'm like, hold on, here we go, set the hook, and then were off to the races.
And something
and they jump. They jump like crazy.
Yeah.
That fish hooked on that type of gear, it just lights a fire. They're so much different hooked on fly tackle than anything else.
They
it's
are.
So cool.
They're an incredible, incredible game fish.
What kind of line do you use on those reels?
Is
it a fly line?
It's a fly line. So I modify my fly line. So I cut them back to like 40 feet, and then I have monofilament behind that 60-pound mono, and then it goes to my backing, right? So my overall backing and fly line is about probably 500 yards, everything.
Wow.
And then the leader system is it's an overall 12-foot leader, okay? 10 feet of it is 60-pound fluorocarbon. Then I have a thing called a fuse box tippet, which is a very short piece of monofilament. It's about 30-pound test, and that goes to a very short steel leader, maybe 2.5 feet. And my flies are tube flies, so they slide up and down the steel leader. And so that helps when I release the fish so I can slide that fly away from the hook. And I use barbless hooks. And then when I make the release, it's an easy release and there's nothing stuck in the shark's mouth. Now, if you get a big fish and I have to break them off, I break it off at that light fuse tippet, and the fly will float up to the surface because it's got foam on it, so it floats. So it slides up. So I get the fly back. But the good thing is, since there are no barbs on the hook, the sharks will just shake that right out of the hook. And it's a short leader. So sharks are good. You know, they're safe. We're safe. So it's taken me a long time to refine this whole thing, but I think I've got it figured out now. It's where, you have a great experience. The shark's not harmed. We don't kill them. You're just watching the show. The take, the jump. And then,
you ever had one want to get in the boat with you?
I had him get in the boat.
Yeah, I had him get in the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's and a whole that, well, yeah. That's when the 5-gallon bucket comes in, you put it over their head, and you try to get them out of the boat. But it doesn't happen often, but it has happened in the past. But, you get a big shark, you motor away from it immediately. When that thing grabs the fly, you have to let them turn away from the boat before you set the hook. So the fish is going away, then you set the hook, and my boat is going the opposite direction. Uh-huh. So you're going away
so
from
when
it.
They jump.
Right.
There's no chance they're going to jump in the
So area. they're going to move away from the pressure. So if you're moving away and they're moving away, they're going to continue to move away from the pressure. Yeah. So that means they're going west or whatever. You know, they're going away from the boat. They will turn around and run back at the boat, though, too, and that's something you have to kind of watch. And that's, we're basically running the motor at that time, and we're running away from them.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. It really is.
So they'll come, try to attack you?
Well, you had a shark that kind of fell in love with the boat.
Oh, well, they attack the boat a lot. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. If you look at my swim step on my Camus, it's chewed up because the zinc anodes on the back of my on my trim tabs are very large. They're kind of those bigger, and the zinc anodes create an electrical current, and it really attracts the sharks. And sometimes you can't get them off. But they're a highly aggressive fish. You know, sometimes they look at the boat, they honestly think it's a food item because we're fishing out of small boats. You know, 24-foot, 26-foot center consoles that sit fairly close to the water. And honestly, a big Mako, 500, 800,000 pounds, that's something they're going to eat. I mean, they come up, they may think it's a swordfish.
Whale, whatever.
Exactly. Like. And they're like just checking you out. So,
wow.
And they do not spook. That's the other thing. They come to the boat. They're there. Now, they may get a little touchy. They might kind of, they might be a little less curious, but they're hanging around.
Yeah.
So it's really great because when you go tarpon fishing in Florida, right, and you've spent 5 days looking for that magical tarpon, the tarpon comes to the boat, you make the cast, and the thing spooks, right? Fish of a lifetime, it didn't take the fly, it spooked. Makos don't do that. They come to the boat. Chances are we're going to hook it at some point, and they don't spook.
They don't spook.
So that's the great thing,
good
too.
To be the king.
Yes, it's good to be the king. And I always say this, we're actually being hunted down when we're out there.
Ooh.
We are. That's the only thing in fishing that I know where we're getting hunted. And it's really interesting because you really kind of know your place in the universe when you have that shark come right. Because you're like, okay, I'm safe in the boat, but if I jump in the water, it's,
your game.
Your game. So anyway, so there's all this crazy stuff that goes on.
You ever have white sharks come in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, we've had several white sharks over the last few years, a lot more. Yeah.
They're becoming more prolific.
Yes,
especially
they are.
Especially juvenile.
Yeah, yeah, juveniles. We saw a few adults last year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't try and cook them.
No.
No.
No, it's illegal to hook them. But I'll tell you,
are they as aggressive as Mako?
Not at all.
No.
I had a Mako chase a great white out of the slick.
You know?
Kidding. Yeah. Makos are by far the most aggressive shark in the Pacific.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. On the East Coast, the bull shark is really aggressive. Yeah. And I would say they kind of have the same disposition. That very, but a Mako is very, when you look at them, it's almost like they think they're kind of, if a fish is intelligent, I would say they're pretty smart. They're, yeah. They have a higher
apex
level.
Predator.
Yes. And boy, I mean, it's amazing to see them just circle the boat and stare you down because they're staring you down. I mean, there's no joke.
If somebody locally wants to go fishing with Bowman Blue Waters, is it possible? I mean, do you have spots available?
Yeah, you know, so we're booked up through I'm booked up through August. I work with Captain Greg Stutzer also, so we have two boats, and he's got availability. And it's so just go to conwaybowman.com, and then the website pops up right there.
Conwaybowman.com.
And it's got all the information, you know, the trips we offer. And, yeah, give it a shot. If you just want to encounter a really big game fish and make a cast at it with a fly, you got to check it out at least once. I mean, some people go, hey, that was cool, but that was really kind of – it was nuts.
Yeah. Can't recommend it enough for something that's in our backyard. You had no idea the fishery that Conway does is as close and as easy accessible as it really is.
Yeah, and it's all catch and release too. So
cool.
That's the cool thing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's find out what's going on. We're going to next up talk to John. John's calling us from Dallas this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. The show sounds fantastic today, but my question is, Saint Pete says that we're going to get albacore. Are we going to see opas as well?
Okay.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, can you do
why
us
not?
A solid and not predict those also for us?
Yeah. So, no, we're not going to get any opas.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, John. Hey, Scott Sherman is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I almost forgot to call in because I was too busy listening.
Yeah, really good stuff. Fascinating hearing Conway and Rick talk about fishing. And big event coming up on, is it really next Saturday?
Next weekend.
Yeah, six more days and we're there. It's just around the corner. We're talking about the 56th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing Tournament for Charity, benefiting Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea this year.
Yes, 100% of the proceeds are going to Captain Rallo's, and it's such a great event. So how does one participate, Scott?
Fairly easy. You just go to swycanglers.org, register there online. We get together at 5:30 in the morning for breakfast, and then at 6:30 at the shotgun start, fish anywhere you want, bottom fishing, come back by weigh-in at 3:30, and after that is our famous fish taco dinner where we cook up the day's catch and have all the prizes and raffles and auctions and those types of things, and we've got some pretty good stuff going this year.
Yeah, give us an example of some of the prizes.
We've got condo in Cabo, a cabin in Tahoe. We've got all kinds of assorted reels and rods and trips. We've got even just in the swag bags. I mean, one of our main sponsors, Phil's Barbecue, is putting a bottle of his famous barbecue sauce in everybody's bag just for all the fishermen who are involved in it. And the whole thing goes to benefit Captain Rallo, and you don't even have to fish in the tournament if you want to come down and support the cause. You just go to the site and sign up for dinner only, and you can come down and be a part of all the festivities and the fun and the raffles and the auctions and those types of things.
Wow, yeah, and that's it. You don't have to fish in the tournament, just come down for the auction. I saw a picture, too. They have a beautiful longboard, too, that's up for grabs.
Yeah, we've got a custom heritage longboard that has been made for anybody who's lucky enough to get it. Beautiful, beautiful board. And for those of us who are old school, this longboard is something that's pretty special. It even has a stand for display. You know, we've got the amount of prizes. I was looking at just the list of stuff that I was able to acquire from the different tackle shops and that. We've got about $7,600 bucks worth of prizes just in that, and that's only about half of the raffle items that we have. So it's a really good opportunity to come down, support the cause, put some dollars out there for some raffles, and have a chance to win a lot of really good prizes.
How does one get a participate in it?
Go to the website is the easiest way, swycanglers.org. You can sign up. The registration is right there. Or if you're down at one of the tackle shops getting ready for what sounds like a pretty good season coming up, we have our flyers out there with QR codes. You can just click it on your phone and go right to registration that way.
All right, Sherm, the big bottom fishing tournament next Saturday. Get in on it. SWYCanglers.org.
Anglers. Yes, .org. And looking at the long-range weather forecast, the weather for Saturday looks pretty good.
Looks incredible.
If you got some bottom spots.
Like high 70s, low 80s.
Come on.
Yeah, looks fantastic.
Yeah, and not much wind. And we have prizes for female anglers and for juniors and small fries. So there's a lot of opportunity to win some pretty good prizes and awards by participating in the event. We've got about 30 boats right now. Could always use a couple more.
I love it. Well, great job, Scott. Appreciate the info very much. Looking forward to hearing about a great event. You're going to have to call us with a wrap-up. Let us know how it goes. And, man, we really appreciate you keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including checking in with Yosef, our angler's realtor, with our fishdope.com report. More phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more with Rick and Conway. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. If you want to join us, still plenty of time for you at 833-288-0973. And as promised, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our fishdope.com report by the angler's realtor, Yosef Husseini, is on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Not much, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Great. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, so fishing is good, guys, for being early in the year here. The start in the Channel Islands, the rock fishing is very good kind of everywhere. We had some big news on yellowtail, 18 to 30 pound class yellowtail up at Santa Barbara Island. There's been some good scores over the last couple days. There's not a massive amount of fish, but they are sluggers. Catalina Island has been decent for yellowtail from the west end of Farnsworth. They're feeding mostly on squid, 15 to 25 pound fish. The halibut fishing on the backside as well has been pretty good in the dirty water. San Clemente, there is some deep signs of yellowtail. It's still a early morning to before sunrise bite. We got some news from Danny earlier that the Cortez Bank has yellowtail on it, 15 to 20 pounds, big bonita. Yellowtail are biting good. There is no signs of bluefin there, despite some of the rumors online. No bluefin at the Tanner Cortez either. La Jolla has been good for yellowtail. They're getting them in the counts pretty much every day. 15 to 30-pound yellowtail popping up in the afternoon, mainly from 3 p.m. to sunset on the northwest corner in the upper La Jolla area. Coronado Islands has slowed down a little bit but continues to bite. Just got to kind of be in the right place at the right time. Tuna offshore, lower 500 area west of Colonet, still biting. Closest fish are about 80 miles down, 25 to 30 pound range, and this is west, northwest of Colonet. As Frank was talking about yesterday, there is some tuna, yellowfin, and bluefin caught yesterday on the Polaris Supreme. That's about 150 to 200 miles down is the area. They caught them, I think, at 180. Larger fish has been reported, up to 60 pounds, most in the 25 to 30 pound class. The yellowfin were running a little smaller, 18 to 25 pounds. And that's all I got for you guys. We are heating up here.
No kidding. And fishdope.com, they have all the good stuff. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $30 code to know what's going on the water 365 days a year. And, Yosef, what's going on in the real estate game?
Really heating up. We're prepping a lot of listings right now. Buyers are starting to call again. Rates are fluctuating a little bit still, but we should see that going down, hopefully, if we get some resolve in this conflict we're in.
All right.
Moving good still, even cool. with what we got going on.
Well, how do we get a hold of you?
You can get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. If you'd like a free home evaluation, you can go to SoCalHomeEval.com.
All right. Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Appreciate good. That. Yeah, we got a great text here. It says, hello, gentlemen. I went to Stroud's Tackle Shop a few years ago looking for an extra spool for one of my fly reels, and Rick didn't have any in stock. He said he could order me one, but then he said, wait a minute. He went and grabbed a new reel in a box, took the spool out, and sold me that spool. He said, I can order an extra spool later, put it back on the reel. He said, any other shop would absolutely never do that. Rick totally made my day. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Rick. From that day forward, I tell everyone about your shop whenever they ask about fly fishing, and that's from Mike and Santee.
That's fantastic. I do that frequently because keeping spools in stock, it's hit and miss. So I take spools off of reels all the time. A couple of times it's hurt me. I go to reorder a spool, and we just continued that reel.
Oh no! Oh, yeah. Oh, no!
So I had a reel body, we'll call it, sitting on the shelf for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I just had it kind of in a prominent spot, and guys would come in and says, "What's the story with that?" And I said, "Well, I sold the spool, and I couldn't get a replacement."
Yeah.
And I looked everywhere, yeah. Everywhere, and I called all these other shops. No, 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 no. And this guy comes in, and he went, I have that exact reel, and I had a couple extra spools. I said, here, you can have it. He said, you're going to give it to me? I said, it's just getting dusty sitting
on
the shelf.
Cool, Rick.
So that guy was totally stoked, and I'm going, as was I. I went, finally, I don't have to look at that thing.
I love it.
Here's another interesting question, too. Jay in San Diego says, good morning, guys. Great show. I have a 4-weight, 7'6" Fenwick outfit. What can I use that for? Would it handle the surf fishing?
No.
Too light.
too light.
Yeah. Bluegill, warm water. Yeah.
Bluegill, trout, of course. Yeah. Small bass, but it'd be a great bluegill rod for sure.
Yeah.
In the local lakes, it'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. And of course, it's a natural trout rod.
Yeah,
7'6" is kind of nice in the if you're gonna fish Bishop Creek or
totally.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's
tight
the best.
Cover.
Yep,
that
tight
kind
cover.
Of stuff,
small water, tight
rod.
Cover.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be ideal for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he needs more like a 5 or 6 weight for the surf.
Now, surf, I'm a minimum 6, 7 minimum is better. Six.
Okay. Yep. And what kind of line are you setting guys up in the surf?
In the surf, I know guys are, it's sort of a opposite of what you're thinking. You're throwing in the water that's 2 to 3 feet deep, but you want a line that sinks fast, because the fish are feeding on the bottom, and your window of opportunity is seconds. So you got to present that fly fast. So you need a fast sinking line in the surf, a pretty long sink tip, 24 to 30 foot sink tip, and short leader. Get that fly down quick, and I got them all.
You have a variety of guys that come in for surf fishing, lake fishing, Sierra trout fishing, Montana fishing, whatever, right?
Yep, everybody. They're going all over. It's great.
All over. Go catch peacock bass in South America.
The South America guys, what's great, they're coming in and they're bringing me a sheet of, oh, this is what I need. Man, I love that. And so they'll call out the flies, whether they're EP flies or whatever, and then I get them. Or if they tie, I've got the materials for them. They can tie them themselves.
Yeah. How about Christmas Island bonefish and big GTs on the fly with Conway?
Yeah.
All go that for stuff.
It. Oh, so yeah. Rick has all that
That's
stuff.
That's all
I need. I got all that stuff. So, GT flies or Christmas Island flies, they're a specialty. I know it seems they look the same, but they're not. They sink a little faster. They're a little bit bigger and... Yeah, Christmas Island, that's quite the destination.
Yeah, yeah. But, you get everything there. So that's a great trip for someone who they've kind of jumped into the saltwater kind of arena and they want a kind of a long trip to go. Because, you know, with saltwater fly fishing, there's a lot of travel involved. And that's part of the cool thing about it. You go to some cool places. But Christmas Island is a really unique place because the bone fishing there is some of the best in the world. It really is. And I mean, you'll have shot after shot, but also if you have a shot at a giant trevally, you can get those on the fly there too. But the great thing about Christmas Island is you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, so it's like you're in a remote destination.
And it's not that hard to get to.
It is not that hard.
A remote destination.
Yeah, and it's one flight in a week and one flight out. You're there 7 days.
And sight fishing for those bonefish is nothing gets more exciting.
Oh, it is the best. And walking those big white sand flats and just watching those things just come up and you make the cast. And so what? If you make a bad cast, there's another. You get to really have a lot of good shots. And it really improves your saltwater fly fishing too, because you're dealing with wind. You're dealing with short cast, medium cast, long cast. You're dealing with spotting fish. Yeah, it is really a great destination.
Yeah. Truly is. Yep. Yeah. So you kind of deal with across the board, saltwater, freshwater.
All of it. Yeah. The Christmas Island trips are fun. The guys that are going down there, a couple customers, they target just the bones. They just love to fish bonefish, and they're quality bonefish, bigger bonefish. Yeah. If a GT comes in their radar, they'll throw to it. GTs are real picky. So they said, you know what, I gave up on the GTs. I just fish for bones, and they get all they want.
I just can't imagine doing battle with that fish on fly tackle.
On a fly rod.
They're insane.
You've got them on a fly.
I have, and so they hit so hard with such violence, and they run. But the thing is, if you just keep pressure on them, pressure, eventually they just kind of give up, and you can actually walk them in. They'll run you out, you know, a couple hundred yards, and then they just kind of relax, and then you can kind of get them in. So that initial burst and that initial take is very violent. Yeah.
You just got to weather the storm.
You just got to weather the storm. But I've seen a lot of rods break on those things because guys get a high rod angle and they just snap them.
No,
But the take oftentimes is right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's
they're aggressive.
Yeah. But I always suggest when people go to Christmas Island is some guys try to focus on GTs and bonefish in the same day. Don't do that because you're carrying two separate size rods and two different outfits. Pick one day to do bonefish only. Pick the next day to go hunt GTs. So you're not trying to, you know, get a bonefish when you're going for a trevally. It creates a lot of problems because you have to haul two rods with all the line. It's really confusing. You see those guys walking out there with they look like a telephone.
Yeah.
So, but Christmas Island gives you a lot of opportunity to do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And the bonefish, in my opinion, that's why I go.
Which resort have you been to?
So it was called Crystal Beach. I don't even know if it's there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the Villages.
The Villages are great.
And I think Captain Cook's just reopened.
It's now like Christmas Island Lodge
or
something.
Yeah, so
like
they
that.
Reopened a couple years ago. Yeah, so it's a cool place.
That's a great suggestion to just focus on one fish a day. I love that.
You've got five, six days to focus.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, and Rick's got you covered.
Yeah, he's got everything.
What if somebody wants to learn to fly tie? Are there still people that'll teach you fly tying, or is there classes?
Our club has video.
You're talking about the
San Diego Fly Fishers.
San Diego Fly Fishers.
Yeah, so they have video fly tying. I believe it's still every week. Do you log on and this
so
is
cool.
This is post COVID. You know, that brought on, we were doing in-person stuff, and then the COVID, then we're doing video fly tying, and that was well received, and so they're like a fly a week. It's people have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So, and how do you access that?
Go to the club website.
Search for San Diego Fly
Fishers. San Diego Fly Fishers, and there's links to log on to the fly fishing or fly tying.
Yeah. And then you can buy all your stuff at Strauss.
Absolutely. Go to Strauss. Yep.
He's got it all.
He's got it all.
And hey, Mike's on the tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. I there's talk of tuna local waters, so guess what?
You know what? It is, and there's good timing. We have our first offshore trip coming up here on Friday, and I think there's 8 spots left. So, the last couple of days, it sounds like there's some bluefin within day and a half range. And I'm sure I haven't been listening, but the yellowfin being caught within 2-day range is pretty absurd.
Yeah, so cool. Pretty crazy.
So
how many day trip is that going to be on the tribute?
They're early departure day and a half trips, leaving at 5 p.m. Should have us getting down to that area before daylight, so that works out pretty good. I was in the office yesterday talking to Kirk, and when Allier called in his count, and I said, wait, you mean 112 bluefin? And he goes, no, 112 yellowfin. I was like, wow, we've seen this happen a couple times over the last few years, but not in that kind of numbers. Like a few yellowfin, occasional dorado, but that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, so Friday departure. The weather looks insane next weekend. Flat, calm, beautiful, warm, and they still have some spots available.
Yeah, I think I got two more guys booking, so I think we have 8 spots left. Finishing up some boat work, did a little bit of paint on the boat, finishing up the deck, and of course this huge rain event kind of screwed that up, and I mean,
the huge rain.
I haven't seen it drop yet.
Yeah, I know. They say it's going to rain, but we can use it.
And then the other day it wasn't supposed to rain, and it actually dumped for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Well, if somebody wants to come on the tribute on Friday, how do we do it?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaportlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com, and we're going to be doing Pizza Port sponsor trips on Sundays, but we are going to do it this Friday just to kick off the offshore season. So half off Pizza Port beer and free pizza the night of the trip.
Fantastic. All right. Appreciate that very much, Mike. TributeSportFishing.com or SeaportLanding.com, and get on the tribute this Friday. Appreciate the call. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. We'll talk to you guys next weekend.
Yes, for sure. All right. Appreciate that. Phones are packing up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about Brian in San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Just wanted to tell a quick story. Took up fly fishing this year and ran down the Shrouds and had a trip, Colorado, a few flies they recommended. And Rick couldn't have taken more time and care to run me through all the flies, couple recommendations of how to get started again, as I hadn't fly fished in probably 10 or 15 years. Just very thoughtful and a great guy to if someone's thinking about taking up fly fishing. So couldn't give more kudos out to Rick and Shrouds, which is a great shop, by the way. Smells, looks, feels like an old school.
Smells, pipe tobacco.
I love that.
Old school, right?
It's awesome.
So, yeah, it's cool. And now you're addicted,
The only other thing I'll say, if I have a second, is all the saltwater fishermen that think saltwater fishing is the toughest type of fishing, most challenging, pulling 100-pound bluefins out of the water. Fly fishing is a different egg and with its own challenges, and it's not easy. Tying an 18, size hook onto a line in the middle of the water.
No joke.
Trying to cast properly. And having a a fly zing by your ear and almost take your head off is a challenge, I would say, as high as some bluefin or yellowtail fishing. But when you see that indicator go under and you pull a 10-inch native brown trout out of the water, I would say it's as satisfying. So I'm pretty hooked after a successful week, and thanks to Rick again for helping me out. And so I'd say any of those guys out there that are thinking about taking up a new type of fishing, fly fishing has some similarities to saltwater in its challenges, and I'd give anyone a recommendation to give it a whirl. Thanks for the call.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. That's great words. It's great words, and so true, too. Yeah. Very addictive. Hey, let's talk about food for a second, and that's our buddies over at Charlie's Landing at C4 Sport Fishing in Richmond Bay. I bet you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Great spot. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, the food is amazing. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is their season. And the most popular dish, of course, that smash burger, their fish and shrimp tacos, the breakfast burritos, the sandwiches. And you can pre-order food for the night before, and they'll have it ready for you to go pick up and take it on the boat.
Yeah, it's so killer. They got convenient pickup, whether you're at the landing or whether you're coming via boat. You know, they're obviously the closest place to the bait receiver, so you can just grab your bait, sneak over there, and go grab your food. Fishermen and whale watchers get their first beer for free with a dollar. Get their first beer for just a dollar with proof of their reservation and a purchase of an entree. Private boaters, like we said, they can call and pick up their orders at the docks. It's just a really, really cool spot. Local, fun atmosphere. Whether you're fishing or not, it's such a great place to go down, and just they provide such a good vibe. If you're not fishing, you still get that feel of, you know, the boats and the dock carts clanking. It's awesome.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Great setting right there at the landing at C4th. Charlie's Landing at C4th Sport Fishing. Check it out.
All right.
You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. And, you know, along the lines with all the accolades for Rick was another one. Good morning. I just have to comment. Holy cow, Stroud's Tackle is on the show. This is bringing up so many great memories from the 80s and the 90s for me. I bought my first two rod blanks that I ever built from Stroud. One was the J. Kennedy Fisher, the other was a Graf Bass Saber, which I still have to this day. I bought my first float tube from Bill when I started tying flies. Stroud was the only place. So glad to hear the tradition is carrying on, and I can't wait to make a shot back into the shop soon. Thanks for the great show from Dave in San Diego.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Love it.
Fantastic. Lots of good stuff. And it is a great shop. I mean, it's got a lot of history in it, right?
It's just
a lot of Conway history in there.
Well,
right?
I mean, it's just Stroud history. It's San Diego fly fishing history.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it when people come in and they ask me if I know Conway Bowman. I'm going, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. So, and a lot of times you'll come in there and there's a lot of guys from the San Diego Fly Fishers hang out there and talk fishing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot, too, the guys hanging out there.
It's great. A wealth of information.
Get some fresh information on surf fishing.
All of it. And they're so willing to share.
Yes.
Nobody's tight-lipped, and they'll tell you what they're, you know, where they went, what they used, what time of day.
What flies.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know which flies are working in this. Like the Sierra. Somebody's going up for the Sierra trout opener. Can you set them up with the right flies?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Do you have guides you work with, too?
In the Sierras, there's some links on my website for Sierra Drifters. I think they're the primary one. A great group of guys,
group
Doug.
Guys, yeah.
And I think there's a couple other links that to guide in the Sierras. But absolutely, check it out.
What's the website?
StroudTackle.com.
Okay.
And there's links to all kinds of stuff, local pages for what's going on at the lakes and up in the Sierra.
Is that new since you took the shop over, is having a website, or did Bill and Eileen actually have a website?
It's pretty new, updated because of a good friend of mine that monitors that and constantly contributes to it. Craig is quite the guy.
I'll have to check that out.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
For sure. A lot of good stuff there. And, of course, you have a great website, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm rebuilding it. Actually, it should launch in a couple of weeks. But yeah, but it's good. Yeah, it's nice.
Bowman Blue Water.
So, no. Bowman Blue Water or ConwayBowman.com. Either works fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Said, hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureandcamping.com. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is the SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner going fishing on board the Mission Bell. Conway's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coin. Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Tom in Sorrento Mesa. And if you call yourself Tom instead of Tommy P one more time, I'm not going to be happy about it. But hey, congratulations, Tommy.
The caller today, and thank you, Conway. Great job. And if somebody wants to go fishing with you on the water, go catch some makos, how do we do that?
Yeah, so it's go to conwaybowman.com. All the info's there and the trips we offer. And, yeah, give it a shot.
And if somebody wants to go to Fish Barrett with you guys at Cast Hope, how do we do that?
Casthope.org, and go to the events calendar, and you'll see the Lake Barrett Bass Bonanza. So check it out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good luck with that, and good for you for doing that, too. And if somebody wants to come to Shrouds Tackle, how do we find you?
1457 Marina Boulevard, and I'm open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And if you want to come any other time, call me and I'll meet you there.
Oh, there you go. And I'm right across from West Coast Marine in San Diego, real close.
Yeah, West Coast Marine, and everybody seems to know where that is, or a discount gun.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Thanks to Jeff in the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego will be here. And then next Sunday, which is Day at the Docks, Captain Steve Cull from the Poseidon. First time here on that. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on Let's Talk Hookup App, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.